Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is going to Michigan today to join striking United Auto Workers on a picket line outside Detroit. The UAW and the big three U.S. automakers continue to negotiate contracts for workers. NPR's Don Gagne says despite Biden's strong show of support for the union, he is also listening to the automakers.
He has kept open lines of communication with the auto companies, according to the White House. But this is the job of the negotiators, not the president, to find a deal. It's a balancing act. He wants unions to get good contracts, but he also wants these companies to be able to lead the world in electric vehicle production. So that's a big challenge.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting. Lawmakers in the House are scheduled to vote on spending bills today. If Congress fails to pass anything by this weekend, the government will partially shut down. A small group of hardline Republicans is blocking the GOP's own spending bills from going forward. They want deeper spending cuts. A new report out today finds that in some states, more than half of the local election officials have left their jobs in the last 3 years. NPR's Miles Parks reports election conspiracies have fundamentally changed those jobs.
Josh Daniels was the Republican county clerk of Utah County, Utah. But he decided not to run for re-election in 2022, in part because he was exhausted by a nonstop stream of online misinformation.
It really was like, you know, the twilight zone of government service. Groundhog Day, as it were, that every day you wake up and it's the same thing over and over again.
A new report from the democracy-focused group Issue One found that in some states, including Arizona and Nevada, more than half of the chief election officials have left since 2020. The report cited an increased number of threats as a probable factor. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Four ex-employees of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are asking the state Supreme Court to allow them to move ahead with a wrongful dismissal lawsuit against their former boss. The Texas newsroom Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports this comes after the Texas Senate acquitted Paxton of impeachment charges.
Attorney General Ken Paxton and the whistleblowers reached a settlement agreement in February. It included $3.3 million for all four men and an apology from Paxton for referring to them as rogue employees. But the settlement agreement was contingent on the Texas legislature approving the funds, something that has not happened. Now the whistleblowers want the state Supreme Court to lift the abatement and allow the lawsuit to move forward. Blake Brickman is one of the plaintiffs.
The political trial is over. And it's time for the case to return to a real court.
The whistleblowers say it should be up to an impartial jury and not the GOP-led Texas Senate to decide whether Paxton violated the law. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran in Austin.
This is NPR. Russia is disputing Ukraine's claim that it killed a top Russian commander in a missile attack last week. Russian state television showed video today of General Viktor Sokolov meeting Russia's defense minister, but it is not clear when the video was taken of the commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Egypt will hold presidential elections next month. NPR's Aya Batraoui reports the election is expected to secure another six-year term for the country's current president, even as criticism swells over his handling of the economy.
Egypt says voting will take place over 3 days between December 10th and 12th. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi hasn't yet announced his candidacy, but he's widely expected to secure another term despite record high levels of inflation and a plummeting currency. Al-Sisi came to power shortly after leading a lethal military crackdown against the Muslim Brotherhood group a decade ago. The run-up to next month's vote has been marred by the arrest and prosecution of government critics, including Hisham Asim. He's a spokesperson for a group of liberal parties who was sentenced to 6 months in prison on charges related to speech. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
A research group says over the past few months, the sea ice in the Antarctic region plunged to its lowest level on record. There's concern that warming oceans are to blame. The southern sea ice helps reflect sunlight back into space. Now there's less sea ice to help keep global energy temperatures in check. Scientists fear that this could have further climate ramifications. On Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 200 points. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.